Today on Real Life Radio.
Have you made the right choice about your past? If not, take it to the cross. You can do something with your past right now by taking it to the cross, no matter what it is, by the way. That goes for anything.
This is Real Life. Welcome to Real Life Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. We have a newly featured resource for you, and it's written by one of the most influential spiritual leaders of our day, the late Charles Stanley. In his powerful book called The Gift of Forgiveness, Stanley shares the key to personal peace, and he tells us that there is no sin that is so evil that it blocks God's forgiveness, the gift of forgiveness. It reflects the heart of Stanley's ministry and addresses such questions and thoughts as to how to practice forgiveness in all your relationships and how to make forgiveness an ongoing experience in your life.
We so much misunderstand the ministry of forgiveness. Please get a copy of this book for yourself. It will change your life, and you might be surprised to find out that forgiveness actually winds up setting you free.
The Gift of Forgiveness by Charles Stanley. It's our gift to you when you make a donation of any amount to the Ministry of Real Life. All you got to do is go to jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. And order your copy today. On today's edition of Real Life Radio, Pastor Jack now continues his series called 1 Corinthians with a message titled God, Marriage, and Divorce, The Dangers of Splitting Up a Home, Part 3. 1 Corinthians was written by the Apostle Paul to the Church of God in Corinth. Now, as a disclaimer, this particular message may not be appropriate for young listeners. So please take note that if they are listening along with you, this might not be the message for them. So today, Pastor Jack teaches that whatever our situation, whether married or unmarried, we're to live our lives for Jesus. We are of great value to Him, and trusting Him is the most wonderful thing that you and I can do in this life. Now, with his message called God, Marriage, and Divorce, The Dangers of Splitting Up a Home, Part 3, here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs.
And so if you're married today and your marriage is not so great, listen, we are committed, God is committed, the Bible is committed to your marriage being fixed. God wants your marriage restored and repaired. And I know that it seems impossible. You might be sitting here today in an emotional distress saying, God can't do that, it's just beyond His ability. Listen, God loves the impossible to us. He loves it. And before I press on any further, I can back this up with scripture, but I'm going to say something that I think, if you don't get it, it's very, very inflammatory. If you do get it, I think it'd be very encouraging. So let me say it carefully. I believe, and I know in my own life and in the lives of other men and the lives of other people, I believe that God has ordained the husband with an anointing because God will honor marriage. Are you with me? That a husband has the God-given influence and authority to shape a wife's character and life. You see, I find that highly chauvinistic. You didn't hear me then. There is no doubt about it that God has placed the husband, the Bible says, over the wife. Over the wife, don't take that offensively. Over the wife means that God has given him a bizarre anointing that how he speaks to her, he can build her up. He can speak to her and make her day. 5,000 men can say, hey, baby. And she goes, get out of my life, you scumball. But he can say, hey, baby. And she goes, what do you want? God has given the husband that power. In the same token, he can turn and lash out against her and cut her like no man can cut her. God has ordained marriage, and he's anointed the husband to build up the wife. Yes. Every man in this room knows that when things come out of our mouth, we either exalt our wife or we tear down our wife. This is vitally important. Think about the spiritual anointing, the power, the reality of what I'm talking about. The husband has that power. When used rightly, that wife will excel and exceed and go beyond. You know what she'll become? You can read all about her in Proverbs chapter 31. Amen. stuff comes out of her life, she's amazing. Why? Because she's got a man who covers her. She's got a man that's covering her in prayer. He prays for her. He's washing her with the word. She's got a man over her life, a husband who cares. And today you might be saying, my home's so messed up, it can never get better. You are denying, mister, the power of the Holy Spirit who can change things around, and he'll do it with one person, and that's you. God has anointed the man. And listen, I've had women tell me this. If my husband would just lead, I'll follow. But he's not leading. So I've got to lead these kids. I've got to pray with them. I've got to be the spiritual man of my home because he won't. Guys, listen, be encouraged. Stand up and lift up Jesus in your home. You know what? I mean this. This is coming right off the top of my head. This is scary. If we need to get together on a Sunday night or whatever and talk about how to do that, then let's do it. Let's carve out a Sunday night. We'll all meet together. We'll have pizza and Pepsi and talk about how does a man spiritually lead his family. We can do that. This is very important. The Bible says in Ephesians 5:28, listen to this. Ephesians 5:28, so husbands ought to love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. When I first read that, I thought that was kind of weird. But watch this. For no one ever hated his own flesh. You don't wake up, mister, in the morning and slap yourself silly. You don't look in the mirror and say, man, what's that green stuff hanging off my teeth? I think I'll leave it there. Oh, no, no. You wash yourself. You brush your teeth. You put on shoes. You put on a little cologne. Why? Because you love yourself. What am I going to eat? Why do we say that? Because we love ourselves. You say, Pastor, I don't love myself. Oh, yes, you do. The Bible says we already have too much love for ourselves. Okay, so listen. For no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes it and cherishes it, just as the Lord does the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. Listen to what he says. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Nevertheless, let each one of you be particular so to love his own wife as himself. And let the wife see that she respects her husband. You say, yeah, Pastor, I wish my wife respected me. Guys, listen. Guys, you want her to respect you? Yes. Love her like Jesus loved the church, and I guarantee you. Amen. Listen, she will respect you. And listen, your friends will say, what's with you? My wife told your wife that yours like this. Stop it. You're making me look bad. You tell your friend, hey, follow me as I follow Jesus. Amen. Think about it. Choose to do it. Does your marriage stink? Men, rise up. Save your marriage. Well, I don't like her anymore. That's not an option. No option. Not an out. God will judge you breaking up a marriage like that. No option. No out. Hey, I'll be blunt. Even if there is adultery in the past, you forgive and you make up and you let it go to the cross and keep it at the cross. This is a big deal. Secondly, why marriage isn't for everyone. What's of the present goes before the throne. The past goes to the cross. The now goes before the throne. What are we talking about? Verse 20 to 22. Let each one remain, circle the word remain, abide, stay in. The same calling in which he was called. Were you single when you became a Christian and you're still single? Paul is saying you might want to pray about staying single. Were you married when you became a Christian? You might want to pray about, according to the Bible, hello, staying married. Were you called while a slave? Don't be concerned about it. Don't worry about it. But if you can gain your freedom, then go for it. For he who is called of the Lord while a slave is the Lord's freedman. Likewise, he who is called while free is Christ's slave. What is he saying? Whatever situation you're in right now, watch this. Take it to the throne. Are you listening, everyone? Watch this. Are you, now that you're a Christian, okay, you're a Christian now, you're single, you became a Christian, and it may very well be that God is speaking to you, and you're not so interested in guys anymore. You're not so interested in girls anymore. You're just consumed with the things of God. You just don't, you find maybe the concept of having a husband or a wife a big distraction. So listen, it may be for you that you're saying, I'm not gonna, you know, I'm open, but I don't have any drive to be married now that I'm a Christian. Paul says, that's fine. Fantastic. No need to push it. If you are single and you become a Christian and now you have a desire to be married, I think I would like to have a wife or a husband and have a family and kids, and now that's appealing to you. Guess what? That's great. Pray. And conduct both yourselves, whatever direction you go, conduct yourself wisely. I talked to someone last week who got ripped off by someone in their life. Someone came into their life and ripped them off within a week. I said, are you a Christian? Oh, I've been a Christian all my life. Okay. How'd this happen? Oh, I went to a party. Well, where's the party? I was in West Hollywood. What are you doing there? Oh, my friend was having a party. And, you know, this happened, this thing happened, and then this happened, and that happened. And now this has happened. And I said, what do you want me to say to that? I said, you see this. You read this. I cannot add anything to your story. If you're single, listen, if you're single, be single unto the Lord. Okay? Don't play house. Don't try marriage out with someone to see if it's going to work. You're dealing with a spiritual power that once the toothpaste is out of the tube, you're not putting it back in. Try as you may.
You're listening to Real Life with Pastor Jack Hibbs. You know, to hear more episodes and maybe catch up in the series, just go to jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. And for now, let's get back to our teaching. Once again, here's Pastor Jack.
Control your passions. Control your desires. That's why God invented cold showers and prayer. Oh, I'm going to sound old right now. But parents, you shouldn't let your kids dress up like Britney Spears or Lady Gaga. Oh, but my daughter wants, she's 9 years old. She wants to be Lady Gaga for Halloween. I don't care if she wants to be the Pope at Halloween. You're the parent. Unbelievable. And then people, well, I don't know why, what? And then guys, listen, I don't know how that girl got into my life. She was horrible for me. Where'd you find her? At a club. At a club. Let me tell you, guys, girls, this is for everybody and it's free of charge. Okay, if you go to a famous trout river in Montana, I know 100% you're not gonna catch a shark. There's no shark in the Snake River in Montana. Guaranteed. You're gonna catch trout. And you know how you catch a trout? You use a trout lure or a fly, huh? You don't go out there with a gaffing hook. No, you go to the ocean, all bets are off. You don't know. I hate the ocean fishing. I hate it. I won't do it. Why? Because, man, you know what? I could never gamble. I've never gambled. I won't gamble. I think it's insane. You don't know what's going to happen. And it's not my money to gamble with anyway. God's going to knock me out for doing that. You don't know what you're going to get. It's like going to the ocean. What are you throwing in? A hook. What are you going to get? I don't know. And the guy goes like this. You don't know if you're going to get a shark, a sandfish. You don't know if you're going to get a sunfish or a whale. And you pull it up, and ocean fishing, you pull it up. What is that? You know what? Listen, you fish at clubs for a mate, you're going to get a shark, barracuda, something. Not good. Listen. I know this sounds brutal, but I'm talking to the guys right now. You fish following the Lord Jesus. He knows the right streams. He knows the right tributaries and the right rivers. And you know what? And he knows. He's got one cute little fishy just prepared for you. And listen, where you fish, you will catch. So stop fishing in these worldly, stupid places and wonder, how could God do this to me? God says, I had nothing to do with it. I was trying to stop you. You used the wrong bait. and look what you got. That's the father part coming out of me now. But I think it's important. Why marriage isn't for everyone is that we keep it before the throne. We take it to the throne. The Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians 5, beginning at verse 16, therefore, from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh. Even though, listen, we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet we know him thus no longer. Paul is saying, we once did not believe in Jesus, and now we do. Therefore, things have changed. If anyone was in Christ, that is hidden, tucked away, secure, he is now new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now, all things are of God who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and has given you and I, us, the ministry of making up. That's what reconciliation is. Binding up, healing. That is that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, but has committed to us the word of reconciliation. That's your Bible in our hearts. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. Imagine this morning, God is pleading through me to you about this issue. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. Seek God first, church. For he made him who knew no sin, that's Jesus, become sin for us that we might become the righteousness of God in him. And if that doctrine is true in your life, it'd change your world. Finally, here we go, verses 23 to 24. Why marriage isn't for everyone. What's of the future goes before the judge. Before the cross, take it there. Before the throne is where you're living now. And regarding your future, church, it goes before the great judge of the universe. Whatever our stories are, Christian, know this. God knows the truth. It says in verse 23, you were bought at a price. What an awesome, we could spend weeks of sermons on those words right there. Jesus Christ loved you so much, he came and died on the cross for your sins. Literally, theologically accurate, biblically accurate, don't miss this. If you would have been the only child born to Adam and Eve, Jesus would have still come and died for you. I don't get it. I don't feel that. I don't comprehend that. But the Bible says it's true. Amazing. What about your future? All of us, the Bible says, will stand before God in the day of judgment in the end. So we need to conduct ourselves wisely. Number one, you were bought at a price. Secondly, number two, it's this, you guys, that you need to remain in the state in which God has called you. What does that mean? The Bible tells us that you and I have a choice about how our future is going to turn out. In a moment, I'm going to ask you to rededicate your life as a single person. Maybe your marriage is split up, I don't know. I'm going to ask you to dedicate yourself to Christ today. I'm going to ask you, you might have the greatest marriage in the universe. I'm going to ask you to keep your marriage dedicated to God. You've been bought at a price. How can God bleed? Is that beyond you? It's beyond me. But God bled at the cross. Church, is there anything that you're ashamed of? Anything you want to keep hidden? Anything that you wish you could take back? Anything you've ever done wrong? Guess what? As a Christian today, it's what's called under the blood. Amen. Under the blood. That's an awesome thought. The blood was put on top of the mercy seat. The angels were bowed down atop the Ark of the Covenant looking down at the blood. Whatever sins were placed upon symbolically that mercy seat. Notice it's the lid of the Ark of the Covenant was called the mercy seat. Mercy. Hello? Mercy. And the mercy, what we were crying out, oh God, have mercy. You know what the Lord says? The Lord says, I'll put my blood upon your request for mercy. How cool is that? Oh man. So listen, we're done. But you listen to the close of this. According to the current US dollar value as of last month in this year, when I read this, you were bought at a price, I looked up what the value, what is the going price of a human being in the world today. Did you know you can do that? Not morality, not spirituality, human value, you, okay? Watch this. You are 65% oxygen, 18% carbon, 10% hydrogen, 3% nitrogen, 1.5% calcium, 1% phosphorus, 0.35% potassium, 0.25 sulfur, 0.15 sodium, 0.15 chlorine, 0.05 magnesium, 0.0004% iron, 0.0004% iodine. That's you. Don't you look fantastic? The weight of that, those percentages, do you know what it comes to? You and I are valued at $4.50 as of last month. So all the atheists are saying, "Say, I told you I wasn't worth anything." You didn't get that. It's early. Okay, anyway. Well, we know that people are worth more than physical stuff. I just thought of this. I wrote down, just on that, what about 65% attitude? 18% looks. I don't know, switch it around. What about 10% intellect? What about 3% sex? You can keep going. You say, well, now that's more interesting. Oh, yeah? Well, how about 100% priceless to God? Amen. You are. So all of a sudden now, what I can do is, wait, if I'm that valuable to God and I'm a Christian, now I see why I should make my marriage work, because that means my husband or my wife is that valuable to God. Who am I to devalue that human being? Are you with me? Yes. Father, we pray right now, we ask in Jesus' name that right now in the hearts of these that are here, you would speak to them. And I know that there's walls of emotion and walls of defense and walls of security built up in a marriage where there's been pain and hurt. And in the name of Jesus Christ, I'm asking you, Lord, to tear down those walls. And Father, I pray that there are those right here this morning that are saying, God, I do want my marriage fixed. Lord, storm the gates and heal that home. To those that are single here today and they are pursuing singleness, Lord, give them the strength and the ability to control their singleness to the glory of God. To those who are interested in someone, Lord, watch over their relationship. Keep it, preserve it, protect it. May you be supreme, and may they both be impressed with one another's spirituality in Jesus. To those who have broken marriages and long since removed and gone, and the stories go on and on, may you grant repentance, true deep repentance, that a new life, a new day today can be born. And that anyone and everyone in this church would leave this building today understanding that with Jesus Christ, our sins are washed away, the Holy Spirit's power is upon us, the Word of God is our guide, and that today is a day that is new in Christ. To those who do not know, who refuse to come to the saving knowledge of Jesus, Lord, with all due respect, but I pray, may they not be able to rest day or night until they bow their knee to the love of God. In Jesus' name, and all God's people said, amen.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Life Radio with his message called God, Marriage, and Divorce, The Dangers of Splitting Up a Home, Part 3. Thanks for spending time with us today. You know, this message is part of Pastor Jack's series called 1 Corinthians. It's a series on the Corinthian church and the Apostle Paul's bold call for purity. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Life Radio. Are you searching for answers these days in a world where truth is hard to find? Well, my friend, as you heard in our broadcast, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And if you'd like to learn more about what that means to you personally, just go to our website, jackhibbs.com, and then click on that tab there that's labeled Know God. And there you'll be guided through what committing to Jesus Christ really means and the freedom that you'll find in knowing God. That's the Know God tab at our website, jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. So May's featured resource of the month is called what? Go ahead.
It should be called like the bomb or the amazing or the remarkable.
It's good stuff.
It's beyond good stuff. Yeah. It's actually called The Gift of Forgiveness by Dr. Charles Stanley. And I was joking around, but not really.
Yeah.
This is actually the key. Friend, listen, this is the key to major happiness in the Christian life.
Right.
Is actually following what Jesus has said and forgiving others. This book is going to walk you through your past, your now, and it prepares you for the future. Davey, it's an awesome resource. And I'm telling you, forgiveness is actually given to us by God to do that we might go free.
So what if you don't want to forgive someone? What would you say to that, Pastor Jack?
Well, let's talk about wanting and feeling that feeling. Is we don't feel like forgiving those who have hurt us. We don't feel like it, but we're commanded to. And here's the amazing thing. The moment that we do that, we're not only acting like God, we are following in the footsteps of what Jesus showed us. But here's the great thing. When we realize how much God has forgiven us of our sins, it becomes much more easier to forgive others for what they've done against us.
That's a good point. That's a good point. The Gift of Forgiveness by Charles Stanley is available for a gift of any amount at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. This program is made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Life Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time here on Real Life Radio.